Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, I can tell you that the bus patrol program in just the first 10 days issued 2,250 tickets at $250 a pop, which is about $562,000 in fines. So that's where the money comes from. The large number of tickets that were issued.
Now, with that, do you see this to be a growing issue with these cameras?
Absolutely. I think two things. The first thing I think is that the cameras are indicating that we have a very serious problem right now. You got thousands of people who are putting children's lives at risk every day. And at this point, we appear to be doing nothing about it but trying to collect money. We have not, we don't have a sense of urgency about how to make sure kids are safe. So the bus patrol program uses surveillance to basically, determine whether people are putting kids at risk. They determined that they have based on the data, and they knew that already based on the preliminary data, which is the 2,000 tickets they issued the month before during a trial period. And now we got the concrete data of who the violators are, where they violate at, how often they violate, and we are doing nothing that's going to prevent somebody from potentially hit a child at this point. At this point, we've used it more as a money grab. We used it as a way to collect dollars for the city for a for-profit company. Bus Patrol is a for-profit company. A for-profit company put together use of technology, AI, surveillance technology to, catch people in violation of the law and charge a $250 fine that goes directly into the city budget. That $250 fine, none of which, as we understand now, goes to the Buffalo Board of Education, none of which goes into any kind of project that makes kids more safe. It goes into the general budget. I literally just came from the Common Council meeting where, if anybody who watched today's Common Council caucus meeting, you heard them say that the city is using a bunch of, one-time initiatives to cover budget gaps. So here we are using this technology, using working with Bus Patrol to take money from what is the third poorest city of its size in the United States, taxpayers, to cover the city budget with fines. And we are not, and our children are not one bit safer.
Now, as far as a percentage, how much money would be going back to Bus Patrol with these fines? What are we looking
60%.
At? 60%.
60% of that money goes to a for-profit, a for-profit company. If you go do a simple Google search on Bus Patrol, you will see that this is a for-profit company that just got three major new investors. So this company is not in business to make our kids safer. This company is in business to make a profit. And so this $250 ticket, is an exorbitant price to play in a city like Buffalo, the third poorest city of its kind in the country. Our concern is that, we looked at the 2015 Department of Justice report that they put out on Ferguson, and one of the things that the Department of Justice noted was that they were using these fees and these fines as a way to cover the budget. And our concern is that Buffalo is on the same track. We're using fees and fines to cover budget shortfalls. And in this case, these fines are, our attorney, John Elmore, basically said these fines, in a city that's poor as Buffalo, really undermine the community. Because essentially, you have people where a $250 fine in a community where you're already paying double what you were paying for rent, you're paying extra high gas prices, extra high grocery prices, and you're already a third, poor city in the country. Now they get hit with the $250 fine. That can be the difference between eating and not eating, the bill being paid and not being paid. It also can lead to you, if you don't pay that ticket, it can lead to your car, your license, your registration being suspended. It can lead to your license being suspended. If the car get towed, it can lead to your car being impounded. There's just, to me, this was not a well thought out solution to the problem. Similar to what happened when we had the speed zone cameras. When the speed zone cameras came, we was putting together a fine for people who, you know, went. They used them cameras to find people who went past the light, and at the end of the day, that didn't stop one person from speeding through the speed zone. I mean, when they put the speed bumps there, that was an appropriate intervention. That actually slows people down. So the question is, are we concerned about safety, or are we concerned about using technology, using these for-profit companies to come in here to be able to cover shortfall in the city budget? That's what our concern is.
All right, Sam. And is there anything about this maybe I didn't ask you to feel important to add?
Well, I mean, not nothing that's not in the press release. I mean, so all of our concerns are in the press release. We at this point, we got some recommendations. We would like to see the Common Council put together a oversight committee who will monitor, you know, essentially what is going on with the bus patrol program. We would like to see that the money goes towards safety measures. So, for example, if the data we are getting is telling us, because we got the data, we know where the violators are violating that. So if the data is telling us that we need to have more crossing guards at a certain place, let's hire more crossing guards. The data is telling us that we have to have a better awareness campaign. Let's do a better awareness campaign, because Bus Patrol said they did an awareness campaign to inform people, that this was going to happen. And obviously the awareness campaign must have didn't work, because you got 2,250 people who violated that in the first 10 days. So most people must not be aware. So we're concerned. We think they should have a much better awareness campaign. We think there should be some very clear financial transparency on exactly where the money is going. Is the money going to the city budget to be, you know, used to cover budget shortfalls, or is the money going to the school district to implement, you know, some kind of safety program to hire crossing guards? Where is the money going? And so the independent review board that we're talking about can do that. And then ultimately we're saying the fine is too high. $250 is too much to pay for the fine. But we want to see the fine structure scaled based on the economically disadvantaged community that we live in, and come up with a fine that's more proportionate, you know, with the low-income families in this community.
Now just thinking about this is coming to my mind, because this is the first time where I've heard any type of situation where you have a private sector making money off of fines. What would even be a fair percentage for them to claim, if any at all?
I think zero. I think if we're concerned about the safety, if this is a program we think we should run, the city should invest in the money, and the city should collect all the money. We shouldn't be giving a for-profit company no taxpayer dollars, you know what I'm saying, to run this program. I mean, that's why we went to the Common Council, because we felt like the Common Council should be our defense. They should be the ones defending us against people coming into the community, you know, offering the use of technology to be able to make a profit for them and take money out of the city, and then turn around and, you know, basically fining our, you know, the taxpayers. And I understand, don't get us wrong, we agree that this issue is an important issue. The issue of our kids' safety is very important. But the facts are, prior to them coming, we hadn't had an issue with a child being hit or a child being injured, you know. But we don't want to wait to after the fact. So we understand proactively doing something about that, but we don't see how collecting a fine stops people from running signs, even if it reduced people from running signs. that don't stop people from running the stop sign. So if we're going to come up with a campaign, we need to come up with a campaign to stop people from doing it. And if we, and then even if you do it, they don't even give you points on your license on the $250 fine. They just keep you. They could just fine you. You know, keep finding you. So we're not clear about what the true motive is, but we don't think the true motive is safety for children. At the end of the day, Bus Patrol is a for-profit company. They don't go in. They ain't in business to make our kids safe. They in business to make a profit. You know what I'm saying? So if they made our kids safe and didn't make a profit, they would go out of business. They got investors. Their investors are not invested in them making our kids safe if it don't make a profit. So what we want is our kids to be safe, but we don't want nothing to be done by having an exorbitant fine in place that negatively impacts the residents of our community.